USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the vaccine is critical to maintaining the health of the force and its ability to respond to a national security crisis. All those discharged were younger, lower-ranking personnel. It should be noted, Oklahoma's Republican Governor Kevin Stitt and the State Attorney General have filed a lawsuit challenging the military's mandate for the state's National Guard. The tornadoes over the weekend killed four Tennesseans. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the rebuilding has begun.
We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
A judge in coastal Georgia has set a sentencing date early next year for three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan are set to be sentenced January 7th. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As Democrat-run states are flexing their muscles with another round of mask mandates for everyone inside buildings, including the inoculated, Republican-run Florida is boasting an economic boom.
Florida is in a position to weather possible economic storms on the nation's horizon. Governor Ron DeSantis has proposed a $99.7 billion Freedom First budget for the coming fiscal year.
We're just going to keep on going. We promised we would do these things. When I became governor, we promised we'd tackle environment, we promised we'd be support for education, we promised for infrastructure, we promised to support law enforcement and so many other things, and we're delivering time and time again.
The economy is working on all cylinders, DeSantis said. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
California will join New York State to require everyone to mask up indoors starting tomorrow and running through the middle of January. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The tornadoes that blew through the northwest corner of Tennessee and into Kentucky over the weekend killed four in the Volunteer State. Several counties in Tennessee were hit by massive tornadoes that ripped through six states Friday night. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Newsmax Monday.
We had several counties that were affected, four deaths, and of course, we share in the grief of all those families who have lost loved ones, lost livelihoods, and we had some severe damage up around Real Foot Lake. And talking to some of the people that are up there that were in that tornado, there at the lake, just the winds and the strength of those winds and how they blew through that northwest corner of the state and up into Kentucky. And in addition to that, as you all have followed this storm, there are so many. It was such a wide storm on the ground for a long time. And then, of course, the winds and some of the tornadoes that split from this. And the damage that was caused and the assessments in that damage in different counties in Tennessee is still going on. Roads are still being cleared. We are getting people back online for power and utilities, and that work will continue this week.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.